Hey, everybody. Marion here. Thank you for joining me. Episode one of Confident You Podcast, hosted by me, Marion Swingler. Listen, Confident You is very, very near and dear to my heart. Everyone that I see, everyone that I know, it is very important that before I leave their presence, that I help them to build their confidence up in whatever that thing was that they were doing, thinking about, talking about before I leave that room. It's something that definitely is very near and dear to my heart. Confidence, did you know that if people see that you can do something, but if you don't believe it, you won't enjoy it, and you really won't want to do it. So here at Confident You, this is a platform where we're going to invite guests and we're going to teach just so that people get the tools, the tactics, and the thoughts, that mindset to build that confident you. This is a confident work, even for me, even though it's a passion for me. It's a constant work. So tonight here on our first episode, Higher Learning, I invited someone who is definitely building confidence in the area of higher learning. So with no further ado, I'd like to bring to the stage our first guest, Manuel Swingler of Nolo Study Room. Yay! Thank you.
Hello, happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So Manuel Swingler of Nolo Study Room.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself. I think I know you a little bit, but I'd like for you to introduce yourself to everyone.
All right. So my name is Manuel Swingler. I am a computer engineering senior student at North Carolina A&T. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
That's a little bit about you. So if you guys haven't guessed, he's very, very humble. He does not, he's very interested in making sure that others are highlighted and talked about, and the things that he does, he just does them genuinely from the bottom of his heart. So if you haven't guessed by now, this is my son, Manuel Swingler. He is at North Carolina A&T doing a great work for what he does. So son, at North Carolina, how did you end up there at North Carolina A&T?
So the story behind how I ended up at North Carolina A&T kind of goes, coming out of high school, I had applied to as many colleges as I could, free application, pay for applications. And after all of that was said and done, my principal came up to me and said, apply to A&T. And I said, okay, that wasn't on my list, but yeah, sure, I'll apply. And she said, yeah, do that tonight. So I did it that night. Mm-hmm. And within 48 hours, I got, hey, you are accepted into A&T. And I'm like, oh, Yeah, that feels good. And I did a little bit of research on A&T and really found out how involved they were in engineering and the type of engineering students and the quality of engineering students that they produced.
Okay, the type of engineering students and the quality that they produce. So you're saying on your journey to college, because I remember you saying something, but I wanted to know if you remember you saying it. Did you initially have confirmation of and full understanding, confidence in yourself about the journey you were taking about going to college? How did you feel about that in the beginning?
In the beginning, college was never really too much of an option. It was, you go to high school, you're going to college. There was never really a breakdown on what the next steps were. The next steps were always, you're going to college.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So with that being the next steps, I had to figure out what I was doing.
Okay. Okay. So I'm interpreting that to say, now let me just tell everyone exactly what you said to me. Not freshman year, but the second year there, you said, I went to college, but I really didn't understand why I was going to college. Has that changed for you?
Yes, I can say why I'm here has changed for sure. Okay. I do feel like the degree that I'm earning is for a purpose, and I know what that purpose is. It's a little more fleshed out now, and okay. It's clearer now for sure.
How long did it take you to flesh that out? How did it to get to that clearness?
I started school in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be graduating next May.
Okay.
Y'all can do the math. Right. Okay. So that being said, I am still earning my degree and very excited to earn my degree this next May. Okay. And that took me a long time to flesh out what I wanted to do and why I was exactly at college. It isn't all about the academics. Mm-hmm. And that took me a long time to learn.
Okay. So you're saying that your journey, you're telling people to do the math on how long you've been there. What have been some of the hiccups, if you feel like that made this a longer situation for you or journey?
So concerning my personal journey, coming into college, I had to give a letter to get into the honors program because I was one math credit short from actually going into school in the honors program.
Okay.
That being said, after that letter was finished, I was able to go into school in the honors program. And with registration, when they had me register, I ended up registering for classes that were sophomore level classes instead of freshman classes.
Okay.
So
I can see how that's an issue.
Yeah. So that right out the gate, I was behind because I lacked the freshman foundational knowledge that I did to take the sophomore classes.
I'm sure that brought challenges. What type of challenges was it as a freshman in sophomore classes? How did you end up registering for sophomore classes as a freshman?
So as a freshman, they right out of orientation, they rounded us up all in the same room and sat us down at computers. Mm-hmm. And what the person at the front of the room told us was, here's a sheet, that is your curriculum. Sign up for whatever classes are open. And with that, I chose to sign up what looked most interesting. And a lot of the interest that I had required me to have a greater level of knowledge or a sophomore level knowledge when right. I was a freshman.
Right. You needed that foundation. Because as a freshman, I feel like those general classes really do give you a foundation to where you're going and how you're going to be there. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I told you, my son really does not brag on himself. But some people wanted to pop in and just let you know just a little bit about him. So I'm going to bring those people to the room now and they can introduce themselves. Here we go.
Hey.
All right. So if you can't tell, this is my daughter, Shireen, and that's his big sister. So, and we also have here his father, Big Manuel. How you doing, sir? Thank y'all
How
for
you doing?
Tonight. I just knew that he just said he's just Manuel. So what do you guys say about him? If you could just take a few seconds and then we'll get back to the interview. Shireen.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Oh, go ahead, Daddy.
Well, what I say about Manuel, just from the very beginning, from what he went through and what came out of it, he's very persistent in whatever he wants to do. once he puts his mind to it, he will get it done. And that's what I like about him, because we've been talking about the ideas that he has, and so forth, and him wanting to help others, so they don't have to go through the same thing that he went through, you know, to give them a head start in whatever they're doing. So, you know, and for that, I'm proud of what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, to further his career and whatever he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Shireen, big sis.
Okay. We're going to start from the beginning. I'm going to say, Manuel, I'm so proud of you. You have grown so much. You are still interested in the same things from then. So you are most certainly very consistent. Okay. You're loving, you're caring, you're kind. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything that you're doing for others. I know that when people see you, they can see their brother. They can see someone who they can confide in, someone they can love and know that they'll feel that love in return. I'm very proud of the man you're turning into.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. Just wanted to have some backup to just not having it be a mama's love thing. He is an amazing man. So I thank you both for joining us here on my first night, my first podcast.
So is this every Thursday, 8 o'clock?
Is that what you're doing right now? And oh my goodness, that sound is breaking up. We're getting back. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you.
See ya.
See ya. Bye bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Manuel, as I said, my son really doesn't talk about himself. He has a great heart for others. I thought I was done. I'm not. Here we are. There is someone else here who wanted to show up and speak on behalf.
Hi. I'm not related to Manuel, but you might as well say that I'm related to Manuel. And it's hard to not be biased, but to be very blunt and very truthful, when you got somebody like Manuel, a lot of people use that saying like, I don't care. And I don't think I've ever heard him say that once in my entire years of knowing him. He never says he doesn't care. If it's something that he's not supposed to be in, he'll never be there. And that's just the case. If he's supposed to be there, he gives us 100% and he cares. And whatever he does do, he puts it all in. Whether it's when we've done our robotics, whether it's been in school, whether it's even playing the game, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, and even his friends that I do know, friends that I don't know, everything that he does, he's just been consistent. He's probably one of the most consistent people that I've ever met in my 25 years of living. And I always say that. One of the most consistent people I've met. And knowing all of that is going to show in Nolo's study room. It's just how it's going to go.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Beautiful. I thank you for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Anthony. Mr. Griffin, thank you so much. Of course. Manuel is like, what is going on right now? I just know he wouldn't speak up for himself, and there were people that were like, hey, wait, we got him. So thank you, I appreciate you.
Of course, love y'all.
All right. All right, so back to you, sir. So now we're going to get into Nolo study room.
Yes.
What is Nolo Study Room?
All right. So Nolo Study Room is a organization that I founded and am now the CEO of. And it is an organization that we value giving students a foundational knowledge that to equal the playing field of college and higher learning. Very important and paramount things that I feel like every student should know at every stage of college, whether you're a freshman, you're thinking about college, you're a sophomore or a junior, you're in the middle of college, and you're a senior on your way out, right? There are things that everyone should know and everyone needs to know, but not enough people are teaching them, right? The resources are there. Sometimes people don't know how to get to the resources, right? And I'm either going to teach you how to get to the resources, or I'm going to teach you what you need to do to become a resource. And that being said, I feel like Nolo Study Room is a very important part of what I've experienced in college. I'm going to teach you from my experiences so you can have experience going into school, right? You can have another perspective, right? You can have a more prepared perspective about college because you've learned from my experience. And when I have guests, you're going to learn from their experience. And I think that's going to prepare you for college and not just letting college happen, but planning for it and being and getting the most out of it.
Very good. Very good. Wow, that is profound. Planning for it and getting the most out of it. And you said something very key. You said, and you're going to be able to hear from my students. Mm-hmm. So has there ever been anyone that you've helped during their journey? Have there been people that you've helped? What are people, what types of things have you helped people with?
So the types of things that I've helped people with in the past, as far as preparing people for college, so far I've helped family members get into college. I've helped family members with interviews. I've helped family members with scholarship dinners, right? I've helped family members figure out, man, I want to go to college, but why am I going? What do I want to do when I get there? Is it okay to be undecided? Like, those are all things that I've helped my family do. And I would like to bring that same love and compassion to everyone.
All right. So everyone, you do not even just have to take his word for it. You don't have to take his mother's word for it. There is actually someone here who he has helped bringing to the platform, Jordan Martin. Yes.
Hi.
So what it do?
Chilling.
So you are here. Tell us what's going on with you.
So recently I committed to the college that I'm a senior in high school. I live in Miami. Okay. And recently I decided to make the choice to attend the University of Alabama this coming fall. And I want to contribute some of that to these wonderful people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So specifically, what do you feel, how did you start your journey? I asked Manuel, how did he start going to college? And he told me something. So I'm asking you now, how did you feel before you felt strongly about what you're doing right now?
So before, I was kind of just like going with the flow and like whatever happened because, you know, you're young, you just want to have fun in the moment. And then it slowly came to the realization that I would be going to college soon. And this realization happened in the summer. And that's when I met them in the summer. They came to visit and they stayed at my house for a couple of days. And it was amazing. And then I continued the communication with them. And before it was like, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And now I can confidently say that I can confidently say where I will be going and what I want to do.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, shucks. So you said you kept in contact. Exactly. Can you tell the people exactly what or one or two of the great tips that Manuel gave you to help you now have the focus that you have and confidence in what you're doing in your college career?
So one of them was concerning like picking the right college. Mm-hmm. And it was, he told me to make a list before I visited any colleges of things I want and things I don't want. Mm-hmm. And when I went to Alabama, when I visited, it was just like they just knocked it out of the park with things I want.
With the things that you want.
Yep.
So prior to him telling you to make that list, what were you thinking?
I was just like, it was like I was in the mindset that does it really matter if I go to a college that I really want to go to? It was like, maybe I should just go to the college that's best financially that I might not really enjoy, but you know, it'll work out in the long run.
Okay.
And that now looking back on it, that was the wrong mindset to have.
The wrong mindset to have. Very good. Very good. We are grateful that, that this summer brought us together. It was an honor to be able to be there during the sessions that you guys had, and that just the tips and tools that he gave you, when he would speak, I was like, yeah, he's right. And just like I told you, because first I was going to help you, and I said, you know what, you might need someone who's actually doing this. And that's who he is. So I thank you. You better get back to work. I know you're there at the rec center?
The park.
You're at the park. So go ahead and get back to work. I appreciate you logging in. Just wanted everyone to see that proof that he knows what he's doing, building that college confidence. And thank he you, didn't guys. Know that you had chosen. So that was a great gift. All right. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Take it easy.
Bye, sweetie. All right, so Manuel, how yes. could anyone find out how they could get involved, or they can get someone else involved in what you have going on?
Okay, so to get involved, right? I am developing a website right now. So the platform is going to have everything that I'm doing, right? It's going to have a class that I'm teaching mainly is what I want to do. I want to do a free class. Yes, free, F-R-E-E, free class. Because I feel free? Like, yes, because I feel like the knowledge that I'm teaching, the value is not free, but I feel like the price of free is going to allow people the barrier of entry, right? That entry barrier is real low.
Yes.
You just got to come there and listen and learn.
Wow.
And with that, to be specific, how to sign up for the class, you're going to sign up for the Keys to College course on nolostudyroom.com. The website will launch right soon, there. But the first class is going to be held on March 13th.
Okay.
Right?
Free. All right. First class free. Y'all heard it here first. First class free. If you don't need it, you know someone who needs it.
Yep.
Nolo Study Room. First class out the gate free. All right. So how can they follow you? How can they find you? Where can they see some of the content?
I'm on most platforms for social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook, right? The most content you'll see on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram is going to be announcements for my classes, right?
Okay.
You're going to see announcements for my classes. So if I'm doing classes and I'm doing the general Keys to College course, mm-hmm. what you're going to see is on my Twitter, I'm going to tell you exactly what day. I'm going to tell you exactly how to sign up. I'm going to tell you the website's open, registration is open. Come sign up, come be a part and share what I'm teaching, right? I'm going to share it to you, share it to someone else, have someone else come. And on TikTok, what you're mainly going to see is I'm joking around, right? I'm still 24. I find stuff funny. So you'll find some of my lighter content, right? You'll find some of me just being me and you'll get to know me a little better.
All right. Y'all heard it here first. Free, not free 99, free course. He is doing this because he loves to make sure that college students, whatever season of life they're in, perspective going in, those that are there, have all the tools that they need, have a place to go with the questions that they have, because there is someone that has been on that journey and that can help them along the way. I am so proud of you, son. You are doing an amazing job. So before we get out of here, what tips or keys?
All right.
Confident higher learning. Would you like to leave us with?
Key to confident higher learning.
Yeah.
If I had to leave you with one thing, I'd want to tell you that college is not a sprint, right? And you may hear that often, but the truth behind that is college is what you make it. You don't just come to college to leave with a degree. You come to college to learn not only education, you learn about yourself. You learn about who you are as a person. You learn what you don't like, what you do like, what you want to do with your future, right? And understanding that college isn't a sprint gives you the time to take the value in and not just let college happen to you, right? Because for so many people, college is something that happens. And eventually they walk across the stage and then they go, I just spent 4 or however many years of my life and I have a degree and nothing to say for it, right? You don't have the connections. You don't have the friends. You don't have the self-knowledge now. You don't have, there are things that you are lacking that I feel like I want to prepare you for. So again, that key is college isn't a sprint. Take your time.
Come on here. Very, very good. All right. All right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm honored that you were my first guest on my podcast platform. Yeah. I'm grateful that you just trusted me and came here to the Confident You podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next time.
All right. Thank you.
All right, everybody. So now you're back here with me. I want to thank you guys for joining in. I want to thank you for coming to support me as I do this. Support me as I start this new journey. Again, confidence is very, very important to me. It's amazing how many people are walking around and they have talents, gifts, and abilities, and other people see them, but they don't see themselves. That is why we are here. This is Confident You Podcast, hosted by me, Marion Swindler, and brought to you by Inheritance Appraised Global Productions. Thank you so much for your time. See you on the other side.